今天的经文是诗篇的第四。显我为义的神啊，我呼吁的时候，请你应允我。我在困苦中，你曾使我宽广，现在求你怜恤我，听我的祷告。你们这上流人呐，你们将我的尊荣变为羞辱，要到几时呢？你们喜爱虚妄，寻找虚假，要到几时呢？你们要知道，耶和华已经分别虔诚人归他自己。我求告耶和华，他必听我。你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪。在床上的时候，要心里思想，并要肃静。当献上公义的祭，又当依靠耶和华。有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处？耶和华呀，求你扬起脸来光照我们。你使我心里快乐，胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
It's an honor to be here again.
非常荣幸能来到这里，再次来到这里。
I've appreciated being able to work alongside Liambo and Julia.
我非常能够感激，说我们有机会给一同的来服侍。
And even though I have white hair, they have much to teach me.
虽然我头发白了，但是我也可以有很多的教导的。
I would like to say that I'm not a worrier.
That, sorry. 要说我自己呢，不是一个很会忧虑的人。
That when anxiety comes, I pray, commit it to God, and then don't worry.
当焦虑来临的时候，我会祷告我不会忧虑。
But if I said that, I'd be lying.
如果这么说呢，我就是在说谎。
For the reality is that worry is part of my nature.
因为忧虑呢是我性情的一部分。
I have two parents who worry.
我父母的双亲呢都是会忧虑的人。
And it's part of my genes.
就是那成了我基因的一部分。
I go through times at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, lying awake and thinking and worrying.
有时呢我会早晨凌晨的时候两三点就起来，都睡不着觉了，躺在床上就思考啊，就忧虑啊。
I long to be able to switch my mind off and go to sleep, but sleep evades me.
虽然我想能够不再忧虑了，我能想继续睡觉，但是就是睡不着。
So this is a psalm to speak to me.
所以这个诗篇呢是对我说的诗篇。
And you can listen if you want.
如果你要是想的话，你可以听。
Psalm 4, like the psalm before, speaks about sleep.
是第四篇呢，诗篇的第四篇，跟第三篇是一样，都谈到了说到了睡眠。
The psalm begins with David in distress, crying out to God to answer him.
你知道这诗篇呢，是从大卫在痛苦中向神呼求开始的。
And it ends with peaceful sleep because of the security that God brings.
后来因为神给大卫带来的平安，能够得以安然入睡。
How I long for that.
我多么渴望我也能够那样。
The heading of the psalm before, Psalm 3, connected it to a situation with Absalom, David's son.
你知道这个诗篇的前一篇就是第三篇，它的标题里呢就是谈到了这个背景，是这时候呢是大卫躲避他的儿子亚沙龙的时候做的诗篇。
And some people think that Psalm 3 and 4 are connected.
有些学者认为诗篇的第三篇和第四篇是相互关联的。
For they have similar words and both begin with anxiety. And move towards sleep.
你知道两个开始呢，它的措辞也非常的相同，两个呢都是以痛苦开始，后来呢都是因为因着有神的同在而能安然睡觉呢结束。
But whether there is a connection or not, we know that Psalm 4 is important because of its heading. It was valuable for public worship.
虽然我们不知道是不是真的有这个关联，但是我们确实知道这个第四篇，因为它这个标题它是非重要的，它对这个在公共的时候的崇拜是非常的有价值的。
Psalm 4 is a prayer. David longs for an answer.He cries out to God, and yet God seems silent.
诗篇呢，第四篇也是一个祷告。大卫呢，渴望他的呼求能够得到回应，但是神呢，好像在那里沉默了。
The first verse says, "Answer me when I call to you."
第一节说，神啊，我呼求的时候，求你应允我。
Yet even as David cries desperately.He does not forget God's character.
我们在这里看到大卫在呼求的时候，他是拼命的呼求，但是呢，他也没有忽视神的属性。
Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God.
公义的神啊，我呼求你的时候，求你回答我。
The word righteous refers to God always acting rightly.
公义这个词呢？说到说神做事的时候总是正确的行事。
Yet while God is always right, sometimes His silence seems to suggest He's not.
虽然说我们知道神做事总是做对的事情，但是神有的时候沉默，好像给我们意味着对我们来说是意味着相反的事情。
And so there's a tension which is seen in David's words. He uses the word relief.Which means give room or space.
在这里呢，有一种张力。神啊，求你帮助我。这个救助这个意思呢，意思是神希望能够给他更多的空间。
But he also uses the word distress, which means constrained or pressed.
但是在这时候呢，他用到痛苦，痛苦这个困苦这个词，困苦这个词呢，意味着约束，意味着呢受压力。
So he's desperate for relief and respite.
大卫呢，在痛苦中呢，非常的渴望能够他的痛苦得到缓解，得到安息。
And yet David prays, trusting God.
然而呢，大卫来祈祷，信靠神。
Godly prayer trusts that God will act rightly, even if we can't see the evidence.
虔诚的祷告，我们真的相信。即使我们看不到任何的证据，我们依然相信神会按着公义来行事。
I remember years ago being at a court with a friend who was charged with a criminal offense.
我记得呢，一些年前呢，我和一个被指控犯有刑事犯罪的一个朋友，在一个法庭上。
He said that he had been naive and he wasn't guilty.
这个人呢，就认为他是天真，他是无辜的，他没有罪。
But an older man got a group of us together and prayed that God, in His righteousness, would bring about justice and truth would be honored.
有一个老的信徒呢，他就组织了一个祷告的小组，一起来祷告，希望神呢，按着他的公义来彰显的这正义，让真理得到尊重。
We were shocked when he was found guilty.
后来呢，我们发现这个朋友呢，他其实犯了罪了，我们非常的震惊。
But how that man prayed had an impact on me. It was as though I was being reminded of God's character. He always acts right.
但是那个老弟兄他的祈祷却深深的影响了我，他好像提醒我们神的属性，神总是行事公正，他总是做对的事情。
And this is what David does here. He prays to the God who always acts right.
大卫在这里就这么做的，他总是来，他是祈祷神按着他的公义来行事。
And as he prays, he contemplates what would be good for his opponents to hear.
当他祷告的时候，他会考到他的对手他需要听到什么。
So I want to say three things.That is good for us to pray or remember in difficult situations.
当我们在遇到 危难的处境的时候，我们会祷告。我希望啊，在这里提三件的事情。
Firstly, don't be deceived. God is the answer.
第一件事，不要被欺骗，神才是答案。
Verses 2 and 3 say, How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him.
第二到三节，你们这上流人啊，你们要将我的尊荣变为羞辱，要到几时呢？你们喜爱虚妄，寻找虚假，要到几时呢？你们要知道，耶和华已经分别虔诚人归他自己。我求告耶和华，他必听我。
As David prays, he says, "How long?" twice.
当大卫在这里祷告的时候，他说了两次，要到几时呢？
It's as though he thinks about these people, saying, "Why are you continuing your stupidity?"
当他想到这些个人的时候，他在想，好像在说，你们这些人为什么继续做这些愚蠢的事呢？
For they've been deceived.Believing that shame is better than glory and false gods are better than the true God.
因为那些人已经被蒙蔽了，好像羞辱比荣耀更好，假神比真神更好。
Many years ago, I used to be a registered nurse.
很多年前呢，我是一个啊登记了的啊护士。
And before that, I used to work as an assistant in nursing.
在那之前呢，我是呢，在一个啊，在一个老年的护理中心呢，做一个啊助理护士的工作。
I would walk alongside elderly people who would often hold on to me for support and reassurance.
啊，我和那些个啊老年人一起走路，他们通常会抓住我啊，让我啊做他的支持，做他的安慰。
And yet, as soon as they came to something else they could hold on to, they would reach out and grab for it.
然而，主啊，一旦那些人看到他有别的东西可以依靠，他就会放手了，他去抓那些个别的东西。
It seemed that anything was more secure than me, even though it was a wheelchair without the brakes on, or a trolley without wheels.
对，好像啊，那些个东西呢，比我更安全啊！你即使那个布，有的时候是一个有个破的小车。
They were deceived into thinking that they knew what was secure and trustworthy.
啊，这些个人就是被欺骗了。他们认为，因为他们知道什么是他们应当信赖的东西。
The people who opposed David had written him off, but David says that God knows those who belong to him.
这些个和大卫抵挡大卫的人呢，已经把大卫呢完全的抛弃了。他们，但是大卫知道，神，大卫说神知道谁是属他的人。
David says, "Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself."
大卫说，耶和华已经分别虔诚人归他自己。
The verb set apart appears in Exodus, where God distinguished between the Israelites and the Egyptians.
啊，分别这个词呢，出现在出埃及里，在那里说神已经把以色列人和埃及人分别开来。
When the plagues came, the Israelites were saved because they belonged to God. They were set apart. They were His.
当那些个实在降临的时候，以色列人得救了。因为他们属于神，他们是属于神的百姓。
And even though David can't see the answer to his prayer, he's confident that God will protect him because he belongs to him.
大卫在这里即使看不到他的祷告能得到回应，但是他仍然确信神会保护他，因为他属于神。
When Jesus hung on the cross, he said those words, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，他在那里痛苦的呼喊说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
It was a cry of separation and bearing the world's sin.
这是一个痛苦的话呐喊，因为是能够来担当世人的罪孽。
And yet, it was also an expression of trust.
其实这个呐喊也是表示着他对天父的信赖。
For while the psalm from which those words come Psalm 22 begins with that. The psalm ends with assurance.
因为这一句话呢，其实是从诗篇的22篇来借用的。因为在那里，这个一句话就是以我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我开始？但是他以神能够拯救他的这种保证作为结束。
Jesus knew he belonged to the Father, even when the Father turned his face away.
耶稣知道他是属乎神的，属乎天父的，即使天父把他的脸转开。
So here's a reminder for how we are to pray when life is not right. Know that we belong to God, He is trustworthy, and we are secure in Him.
这是在这里就是一个提醒，当我们的生命有些不对的地方的时候，我们该知道该如何祷告，知道我们是属于神，他是值得信赖的，我们在他的里面是安全的。
The second thing is don't complain.Trust and worship God.
第二个事情是不要抱怨，要信靠神，要敬拜神。
As David thinks about those who cause his distress, he contemplates what they are to do and what they are not to do.
当大卫反思那些给他痛苦的时候，给他很多痛苦的时候，他想到了他们要做什么，他们应当不做什么。
In verses 4 and 5, we read, "In your anger, do not sin."When you are on your bed, search your hearts and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord.
第四节到第五节，你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪。在床上的时候，要心里思想，并要肃静。当献上公义的祭，又当倚靠耶和华。
So David tells them to be quiet. They may be angry at David, but he tells them to keep that to themselves.
一方面呢，大卫告诉他们要安静，他可能这些人对大卫非常的愤怒，但是他们大卫又告诉他们要畏惧，要保守自己。
But the word anger can also be translated tremble because of the response that anger causes physically.
在这里愤怒这个词呢，也可以翻译成颤抖，因为颤抖呢是当人愤怒的时候可能造成的身体的反应。
When we're uptight about the future, we can react by being afraid or angry or complaining.
当我们紧张，我们不知道将来会发生什么的事情，我们的反应可能是惧怕，也可能是愤怒或者抱怨。
But David reminds us that even when the future is not as we want and we feel insecure,The right response is to trust the holy and righteous God who is far bigger than what we face.
即使我们对未来我们不清楚我们感到不安全，但是我们知道在我们面对这个圣洁和公义的神的时候，我们正确的反应就是在敬拜中颤抖。
But unfortunately, I'm not always overwhelmed in awe.
其实我们常常是我们非常可怜的是，我们常常是没有被神的圣洁，没有被神的爱所震慑。
So I need to preach to myself and remind myself to take up my cross daily.
我希望给我自己讲道，我提醒我自己，我应当每天背起我的十字架来跟随主。
The last few weeks, I've gone to the Chinese prayer meeting on Tuesdays.
在过去的几周呢，我常常的来到中文的这个祷告会里。
Where I've seen some of you.
我看到了你们中间的一些人。
The group sings for an hour and then prays.
这个小组呢，我们唱一个小时，然后呢开始祷告。
Sometimes it takes me a while for my heart to soften.
有的时候我的心需要一段时间来软化下来。
It's not that I don't like singing.But at the start, my heart is not full of gratitude.
这不是说我不喜欢唱歌，只是在开始的时候，我的心并不是能够充满感激。
I come and it's the next thing to do. It's the next thing on my agenda.
我会考虑到我下一步我去做什么事。
And so it's good to sing, reading the words, seeing the passion of other people reminds me.About God's goodness and the gospel of grace.
当我啊唱歌的时候，来读着那些歌中的话，看到别人的热情，使我想起神对我对我们的恩典，想起神恩惠的福音。
It is helpful for me to remember the awesomeness of God, and the prayer meeting helps me.
啊，能够提醒我，能够感觉到神的伟大，这个祷告会呢，能够对我有些帮助。
I need other people to remind me sometimes of God's goodness. A lady called Helen Shum, who I think sometimes comes here.
嗯，我有的时候啊。我曾经遇见一个人，这个 Helen Shum 这个人
told me a few months ago she went to Bali.
几个月之前呢，她去巴厘岛。
Helen, when she was coming back, got to the airport early and decided to have something to eat.
在她回来的时候呢，她在飞机上啊，能够因为早的到达机场，她决定去吃点什么东西。
She was waiting for.Her flight to commence check-in when a young woman came and sat beside her.
这是她坐着啊，正等着她的航班要开始办理这个登机手续的时候呢，一个年轻的啊妇女坐在旁边。
The woman was trying to book a flight, but was not able to connect in time.
啊，但是这个女士呢，试图呢预定一个航班，但是呢，无论怎么样的，这个时间都不对头。
And during the next half hour, she poured out her distress to Helen.
啊，在接下来的半个小时呢，她就把她内心的痛苦呢，都给 Helen 说出来。
Her husband was in Yemen with Doctors Without Borders, and she was having difficulty with a decision that she had to make.
啊，她的丈夫呢，在也门这个国家，给一个啊无国界医生这么机构在那里，她呢必须做出一个非常艰难的决定。
And Helen told this lady a little bit about how God had led her to come to Bali and help with decisions she had to make.
Helen 呢，都告诉啊，告诉这个妇女说，神怎么样带领她来到巴厘岛，并怎么样帮助她做正确的决定。
And then this woman felt free to begin to express her disappointment and anger with God.
这位女士呢，后来就越来越啊自由地表达她内心中对神的那种失望和愤怒。
And talk about her own drivenness and extreme tiredness.
啊，说到她自己被迫地做出反应，而且是极度的疲惫。
She put so much pressure on herself to perform. She was trying to pioneer a new catering business in Asia.
她自己承受了很大的压力，要在亚洲的餐饮业上。开拓新的事业。
She said, "My husband wants me to be brave." And Helen asked, "Would he still love you if you weren't?"
她说：“我的丈夫呢，一定要让我勇敢。”海伦问她说：“如果你不勇敢的话，你的丈夫是不是还会爱你呢？”
And Helen asked, "Can I pray for you?"
海伦问说：“我可以为你祷告吗？”
"Yes, please." And Helen put a hand on the lady's shoulder.And brought to God all the emotions that she had expressed, asking Jesus to come into those places in her life.
然后那个女士说啊，请你为我祷告。海伦呢就把她的手放在那个女士的肩头上，把她所表达的所有的情绪都带到耶稣的面前，请耶稣在这些地方，在这些方来帮助这个姊妹。
Weeping, the lady said, "When you put your hand on my shoulder."I heard Jesus say to me, "I want you to rest."
那个姊妹哭着啊，然后说着说，当你把我你的手放在我的肩头的时候，我听见耶稣对我说，我要你休息。
And Helen shared with the lady the verse about Jesus, who said, "Come to me and rest. Learn from me, and find rest for your soul. And my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
Helen 呢，就给他分享耶稣。啊，所说过的话语，就是在马太福音说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就是你们得安息。我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
The woman said that she had never thought about Jesus like that before.
那个女人说，我从来没有这么的想过耶稣。
When I heard about what Helen said, I was in awe of the way that God had worked.
啊，当我看到啊神这样的使用海人的时候， 我的心里就引起了敬畏。
For Helen is not an outgoing person.
因为 Helen 不是一个非常的啊、非常的说话非常直接的人。
She doesn't normally talk like that to people.
她一般的不会跟人这样的说的说话这么的啊，就是非常直爽。
But God had brought those two together, and I was amazed at how good He was.
啊，但是神呢，把这两个人啊，联系在一起。然后能够看到、啊、神怎么样在他们的中间工作。
It's so easy to complain, but the right response as believers is to worship and trust.
我们很容易抱怨，但是正确我们对神正确的这个态度、正确的反应就是敬拜神、信靠神。
The third thing is don't despair, rejoice in all we have.
第三件事是不要绝望，要为我们所有的欢乐。
Verses 6 to 8 says, Many, Lord, are asking, Who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy, as when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
六节到八节，那里说，有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处？耶和华，求你扬起脸来，光照我们，求你使我心里快乐。胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人，我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
That word prosperity can also mean good or beautiful.
在这里，那个丰盛这个词啊，我们中国人就直接把它翻译成是好处。其实这个词也可以翻译成丰盛或者美丽。
The people who opposed David were looking for what is good in life.
那些个反对大卫的人。他们希望在生活中得到好处。
But their eyes were blinded because they could not see that the good is found in God.
但是他们的眼睛是瞎的，因为他们不知道，其实人只有在神里面才能找到好处。
And so David takes a blessing that the priests used to pray over Israel.
大卫在这里呢，用祭司为以色列人宣告那个祝福来祷告。
In Numbers chapter 6, we read, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace.
民数记六章的二十四到二十六节那里说，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
For God to turn his face is a prayer.To see God more clearly and delight in Him.
他祈求神向他转脸，是祈求神能够更清楚地认识神，更能够以神做他的喜乐。
It's a delight unlike what people in our world look for, like a pay rise or a good harvest.
这种喜乐呢，不是人们从世界的好处中得的那种喜乐，好像涨工资了，或者有好的收成。
David's joy is that he is known and loved and secure, even when life is stressful and God seems silent.
大卫的喜乐是、啊、即使我们在充满压力的生活中，神好像沉默了，没有任何的回应，但是我们仍然有喜乐。
He has a quiet confidence that everything will be okay, and knowing that brings sleep.
啊，他知道啊，一切都会最终都会好的了。所以他因为知道这个，所以呢，他可以安然的睡觉。
My wife and I pray for a family who are missionaries in Mozambique.
我的妻子啊，和我呢，现在为一个在啊，莫桑比克的一个啊，一对宣教士的夫妇在祷告。
They've been trying to get their visas renewed so they can stay for some more years.
他们呢设法呢能够啊、能够继使使他们的签证呢能够续签，好了在莫桑比克呢能继续多待几年。
But they weren't renewed before they had to leave the country.
但是呢，因为他们啊还没有续签之前呢，他们都必须得离开这个国家。
So they went to Malawi, which is the next country beside.
啊，后来呢，他们就去了他附近那个国家叫马拉维。
And they got a short-term visa for there, but then that expired on January the 7th.
他们去了马拉维之后呢，那马拉维那个签证也是短期的，到一月七号呢就到期了。
So they had to leave Malawi and go to another country, Zambia, to get a new visa while they wait for a visa to go to Malawi, while they wait for a visa to go back to Mozambique.
所以呢，他们又不得不离开这个马拉维，去赞比亚，能获得马拉维的新签证，然后呢才能得到到莫桑比克的签证。
It was a very brief prayer letter asking people to pray.
啊，他给了我们一个非常简短的代祷信。
And they ended the prayer letter with this: "It's a good thing that our God knows all, including the future. We continue to trust and pray that He will look that we will look back on this time with gratefulness."
他在那个短的这个祈祷信里这样结束说：“我们的神知道一切，包括未来。”这是一件好事，使我们能够继续的信靠他，并祈祷。当我们将来回顾这次的经历的时候，我们会对神充满感恩。
I felt so humbled and encouraged as I read that.
当我读这个词，读这封信的时候，我觉得非常的非常的谦卑非常的感激。
Trust and recognition that God is in control, and all that we have in Him, because.He is in control, and because of that, David was able to sleep.
我们相信神在掌管着一切，也掌管着我们一切所有的。我们既然知道神掌管着一切，所以大卫呢能够安然睡觉。
I want to finish by saying that Psalm 4 is about David as king.
这个第诗篇的第四篇呢，我想这样的结束，因为这个诗篇呢是关于大卫王的事。
God would protect him because of his role as king, but because of that, the psalm points forward to another king, the Lord Jesus.
因为神保护大卫，因为大卫是神所恩高的是神所立的王。但是这个诗篇的完全的体现呢，指向了耶稣基督，就是那个耶稣基督。才是真正的王。
So the psalm points forward to the one in whom we find answers.
这个诗篇指向了这个基督，就是我们只有在他的里面，我们才能找到真正的答案。
And the one in whom we can worship and trust.
在耶稣的里面，我们可以敬拜他，可以信靠他。
And the one in whom we can rejoice because of all we have in him.
因为我们的一切都是在神的里面，在耶稣基督的里面，我们可以欢喜快乐。
And therefore, we have the opportunity to sleep and not be controlled by worry and fear.
所以，因此呢，我们能够在主里面能够睡得安稳，不再被忧虑和恐惧所控制。
I am still learning that.
我现在继续的，我仍然是在学这个功课。
But my peace and security, our peace and security is found in the Lord Jesus.
因为我们能够在基督里面找到真正的平安和安全感。
And that is something to rest in.
那个呢是我们在基督里面可以找到的平安。
I'll pray.
好，我现在祷告。
We thank you that you give the gift of sleep.
天父，我们谢谢你，你给我们这个睡觉的这个恩赐。
We know that you tell us not to worry.
我们知道你告诉我们，我们不要忧虑。
But sometimes that is hard to do.
有的时候对我们来说，这是一件非常困难的事情。
We thank you for the Lord Jesus.
我们谢谢你，主耶稣基督。
And it's His sacrifice that makes us right with you.
是因为着耶稣基督的代死，我们能够跟神和好。
Please help us to keep looking and trusting in Christ.
帮助我们能够在基督里面能够学会信靠神。
And all that we have in Him.
我们知道我们的一切都是在主里面的。
And when things are hard and difficult in life.
当事情困难，当一切都变得艰难的时候。
That we would be reminded that you are far greater.
提醒我们，主，求你提醒我们，你比世界上一切的难处更大。
And we would choose not to complain, but trust.
我们要选择不再抱怨，而是来信靠你。
For you have our best interest to make us more like the Lord Jesus.
因为你啊，就是设法怎么样让我们越来越多的像主耶稣。
And He is the answer.
只有主，他才是唯一的答案。
Amen.
Amen.